Our Wahoo Week coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona. Tim Elkhorn with you, joined now by Indians bullpen coach Scott Acheson. Great to have you on the show. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Now, you were telling us before we started here, you're going to roll out a new slogan this year? How's this going to work?
Nah, I think we'll pass on that.
I thought you'd sample it.
A little workplace comedy, so we'll keep it in the workplace.
All right. Well, your work's in the bullpen this year as bullpen coach. Kind of tell our listeners about that role. What exactly goes on down there, and what are you doing as the bullpen coach?
You know, mostly it's making sure those guys are ready to go when it's their turn or the phone rings. But there's a lot of stuff that goes into kind of pregame and different things, working through some of the advanced stuff again and making sure that we have a game plan and it's kind of customized to those guys that are in the pen. From my perspective, obviously Carl and stuff, it would be more from the starting. But so do that, and then, you know, once the game starts, it's just kind of watching the game, making sure that, again, when the phone rings, get the right guy up and the right guy in the game, and hopefully, and send him out there prepared. So, you know, I'm working with those guys. I have a relationship with pretty much all of them down there, having either played or now been around them for the last couple of years. So it's going well so far.
I was just going to say, boy, if anybody's comfortable with that bullpen environment, it would be you. How much do you draw on that experience?
You know, a decent amount. I mean, I think the kicker is being that I'm comfortable down there. I've been down there as a player, sat there for a long time. And watched and learned, and you're trying to let those guys, most of them have their own routines and have their stuff and what they do to get ready, and it's just kind of keeping them in check, I guess, if you want to call it that. But, you know, the game stuff is really the simple stuff. The rest of it is monitoring them, making sure early in the game or early in the day how they're feeling, that everybody's good to go that night or who's not, you know, just because they've pitched a lot or whatever, and doing that stuff. But the game stuff is, like I said, it's kind of stay out of their way and give them one or two little things before they go into the game for who they're facing, and that's it.
Scott, communication is so vital, obviously, between you and the guys down in that bullpen, but obviously between you and Carl and Tito. Talk about that process, just the communication that you have, with both sides, both the players and then again with Carl and Terry, as far as, you know, what's happening down in that bullpen.
Well, you know, daily will be just kind of reporting back to Tito and letting him know, you know, where everybody's at, how they're feeling, if there's anybody we should maybe look into staying away from that day, again, because of usage or whatever. But and the same with Carl. And then the rest, you know, with Carl and I, it's a daily thing. We're talking back and forth, checking on guys, making sure they're where they need to be mechanically, or if anything's bothering them or whatever it is, you know, and talking them with the guys on that. And then adding Brian Sweeney into that factor, you know, is giving us another set of eyes on everybody, and just kind of monitoring them through the year, because you know, there's going to be ups and downs and little things like that that you want to fix or adjust to those, you know, through the season and go with that. And that's something we're all doing together as a group, and from the staff end. And like I said, with Tito, it's mainly just making sure he knows where they are that night and how they feel going into the game that night.
And Scott, how beneficial was it that you played for Tito, so you kind of know his moods, his mannerisms, what he's looking for? How beneficial is that?
I think it's good. I you know, like I said, I've been around him now for a while, and we have a good relationship. It's easy for me to walk in and express my opinion on someone too, going off of what I've heard from them or whatever, and feel like he's going to value that, and we'll discuss it and come up with a good, you know, idea of what we want to do that night. You know, whether that, again, is staying away from someone, or, you know what, he's a little fatigued, maybe if we're going to get him up tonight, we need to get him into the game and not get him up a couple times and not that kind of stuff. So
obviously, when you pitched for Tito, he kind of hinted that you were on this track, that he thought at some point when his playing days are over, he's going to get into coaching and perhaps managerial, if that's your aspirations. But is it something that you always saw for yourself as well?
Maybe not early in my career, but after being in the game for 17 or 18 years, it's kind of what you know. But I enjoy the game, and I enjoy working with the guys and talking with guys about the game and different things like that. And so that was always something, as I got closer to the end of playing, that, you know, I was definitely interested in. And you know, it's worked out well so far here with Cleveland. It's been a great place to work. And then, you know, the last 2 years, I really have learned, feel like I've learned a lot, and it's put me in a good place to tackle this next challenge.
What has been the biggest challenge as far as making that transition from being a player to now being a member of a coaching staff?
Well, I think your relationship changes with those guys. Like I said, they were peers, or much younger peers, but they were peers nonetheless. So, you know, separating that a little bit, which hasn't been difficult. I mean, baseball can be a little bit of a unique situation in some of that and everything. You know, I mean, you're just around the guys all the time, and it's still part of that. But separating that and, you know, just getting to where you're looking at the game for the staff, for the whole pitching staff, not where when you're playing, you're kind of listening for things and you're looking for things that are going to help you to be prepared as an individual and go out there to give you a chance to help the team, obviously. But you're looking at scouting reports from, well, what do I like to do and how's that going to work on a guy? Now on this side, you're looking at it more for a group and how all those guys, you know, it's not just what, man, I would have done this. It's, you got to get away from that and look at more of, well, how can we help Otero or Miller and or Chicken or any of those guys, giving them something to allow them to help get a guy out and stuff like that.
Final question for you, both as a former pitcher and now as a member of a coaching staff, you know, much has been said and has been made about the loss of a Brian Shaw and about the loss of a Joe Smith, but I'm sure there's a lot of pride in that bullpen to say, listen, we lost a couple of guys and they were key components, but we can get this job done. We'll simply move on. Talk about that, both as a former pitcher, if you lost somebody like that, and now as a coach.
Well, I think you always feel like you can fill that, no problem. You know, obviously Brian was a great pitcher, and we're gonna, you know, we miss that. There's no way to get around it. But you've got four or five guys down there right now that are chomping at the bit that really to fill that and,
right,
and take over. You know, and it may not be just one that ends up doing it or anything like that. You know, I think that, you know, between Goody, Otero, and McAllister, just from the right side, we've got three different styles that we can use, and I think they all want to be a part of that and pitch and get some big outs, and I think they all will during the year. And then you throw in Olson from the left side, and you've got another guy again that can fill the shoes, and it may be more than one. It may end up being one. We'll have to see where it all kind of goes, but those guys are plenty ready to go, and they're, like I said, they're all kind of itching to show that they can be that guy, and that's what you're looking for. Is you want those guys to try to really want the ball in any situation and in a big situation, and I think we have that group already.
That competitive nature, that competitive fire, yes, comes to the forefront then.
Yes, for sure. Like I said, they're ready to go, and they want to prove that they can handle that, and they don't want to hear, well, we don't have Brian Shaw anymore, which is good. That's what we want. We want them to be, want them to step up and show us that they can do it, and we can go from there, and then maybe we have lots of options to cover from 6th to the 9th inning, and that's what we're looking for.
There you go. Ash, we appreciate you stopping by. Obviously, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.